Haskell, Brother and Sister, SN. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 22, 1899. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, once more I sit by my writing table to trace a few lines to you this morning. I have had such a season of exhaustion and have suffered so much that it was not best for me to write. The very simplest thoughts would not come. I have been so weak that I could not remember. I ought not to be writing now, for it taxes me to think. Although I was full of pain and very weak, I braced myself up until the American mail was off. But there was a limit at last, and now I am about a cipher. I have done very little since the camp meeting. The deep interest in the meetings drew me out. I spoke Sabbath and Sunday afternoons, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and in the morning meetings all I dared. But I found danger in attending morning meetings, because the immense congregations in the afternoons and evenings made the atmosphere in the tent unsafe for me. The Lord sustained me through the camp meeting. I attended some council meetings which called out from me the reason why the Holy Spirit does not work among us. It is the unbelief in God and the lack of confidence in one another. It is the work of the power of darkness to lead us to suspect our brethren and stand apart as criticizers. At one meeting, I think I read and talked to the ministers for 2 hours. I needed to brace up all I possibly could to do the work the Lord had appointed me to do. There was, apparently, with Brethren Robinson, Hare, Hughes, and others present, deep feeling. Brother Robinson went into the bush to pray, and while he was wrestling with God, Elder Daniels, W. C. White, and about 10 others went also into the bush to pray, and they came right to the spot where Brother Robinson was praying. He told them he had broken his heart before God and laid self on the altar of sacrifice. He wanted self to be consumed. He wanted to put away his habit of criticizing and judging his brethren and to bring himself to task. A great blessing came upon him. All prayed most earnestly and talked freely and confessed and prayed and kept confessing until the fog that had hidden Jesus from their sight was cleared away, and they were all greatly blessed. I never saw in meetings a more solemn impression of the Spirit of God upon the people as upon those who came to our encampment. People would come 20 or 30 miles and remain all day. Many would come an hour before the meeting, so as to get a seat. It was a most solemn time for us all. But I was carrying a heavy load for Battle Creek, as well as for our brethren in Australia. I could sleep but little. I had a solemn message for those in Battle Creek, and when I left the campground, I carried my burden with me. I want to write you more, but my weakness forbids this.